My hero. That's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero's always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. See, sometimes we can't say, I can do that. But what we can say, that it's possible that I can have my dream. As we run toward it, as we work on it day in and day out, no one, ladies and gentlemen, could have convinced me when I started out just over 6 years ago working on my dream. And I want you to think about whatever your dream is, because I was willing to take a chance. And most people won't do that. Most of the people that you talk to try and bring them into the business, these are not risk takers. Most people have done all that they're ever going to do. They raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning. And here's what I will share with you, that in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you could ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you're greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim. But not only is it important that you believe and begin to know that it's possible for you to live your dream as you run toward it, but it's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life, people who don't want anything, people who are not striving, people who are not challenging themselves, people who aren't growing, people who have stopped dreaming. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. My mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together. If you run around with losers, you will end up a loser. It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream.
You gotta set yourself up to win. You gotta set yourself up with a process that allows you to consistently grow, consistently enjoy your life, and consistently produce the results that you're really after. Somebody told you that hard work don't pay off. I'm here to tell you, if you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood, and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me? Keep going till you see. Don't quit. Don't give up. Listen to me. Don't give up. Don't give in. You hang in there. You hang in there, because if you quit right now, you ain't gonna never see it. But if you hold on, everything you dreamed of, everything you envisioned, everything you worked for, it's coming. But you can't quit or give up before you get it. If you work hard, you can't have it. It ain't nothing you can't have. You deserve it. It ain't nothing you can't have if you're willing to work for it. It ain't nothing you can't have if you're willing to persevere, if you're willing to stick in there, if you're willing to stay, if you're willing to fight. It ain't nothing you can't have. Are you hearing what your boy is telling you? It's yours. It's yours. I'm coming. I'm telling you, it's yours. You can have it. It's yours. You can do it. It's yours. You can be it. It's yours. If E.T. can do it, listen to me, anybody can do it. High school dropout, homeless, lived in abandoned buildings, 12 years to get a 4-year degree. If you want it as bad as you want to breathe, if you really, really want it like you say you want it, you can have it. This ain't for the weak and the uncommitted. Are you hearing me?
Success is not for the weak and uncommitted. This is physical. Sometimes it's gonna hurt. Sometimes it's gonna be painful. It's hard. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough. Execution is worship. You got to get to a place that when you start it, you get through the middle of it, the doldrum, and you finish it. Are you hearing me? And not just finish, you finish strong. Listen to me very closely. Most of you, the reason why you'll never be successful is because you procrastinate. You procrastinate. You never finish stuff.
Don't get caught up in, well, I've tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly.
The secret to success is finishing. Execution is worship. Are you hearing me? Oh, you better hear what I'm telling you, baby. Listen to me very closely. Execution is worship.
Kind of hard to understand, but sometimes you can try so hard at something. Sometimes you can be so prepared and still fail. And with every time you fail, it's painful. It causes sadness. And especially as I saw last night, it causes disappointment. I've often said a man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory, but by what he does when his back is against the wall. So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up. You never give up. You pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, you push forward, you move on, you adapt, you overcome. That is what I believe. Everybody here, everybody watching, I won't be stopped. I can't be stopped.
You're either committed or you aren't. You're either willing to do everything it takes, whatever that might be, or you aren't. You either are willing to go through hell and high water and fire and fucking brimstone to get to your goals, or you aren't.
And that's why you'll never be what you want to be. That's why you'll never have what you want to have. That's why you'll never accomplish what you're all over the place.
Success, guys, is a very, very lonely road, man. Along that road, you're not going to see too many friends. You'll see your shadow most often. You got trust in the heart of hearts. Inside what you're doing, what you believe in, is a worthy cause to win every fight.
I wish I could tell you tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you tired, rest for a year. I wish I could tell you that it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit doing the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Work on yourself. Work on your focus. You cannot stop. You gotta work. The problem with you is you see difficult as something negative. I want you to see difficult differently. Are you hearing me? I need you to push through that stuff. Push through it. You can't get through it. The more you go through, the more difficult it is, the more challenging it is. Listen to me, the harder it is. Are you hearing me? The more challenging it is, all you're doing, baby, is building muscle. In life, you're either going to a storm, in a storm, or you coming out. It's a part of life. There's no way around it. So just be careful not to allow the trials and the tribulations to consume you. I don't care if you're a billionaire. I don't care if you're a CEO of one of the most important companies. I don't care if you're an entertainer. Like, I don't care who you are. You can go to the moon. We all have problems. What I'm trying to tell you is this, though. Problems are a part of life. But guess what? They're not life.
It's not going to be easy. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, you've got to make it your personal business to make it happen.
I've noticed something. Deep down inside of us, there lies a bright light. A light that feels so dim when we're surrounded by darkness. When all we feel is hopelessness and shame and stress, and this darkness seems to overpower any light that may be there. And it feels like there is no hope, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Feels like our lives are just over. It's through. But that's not true. Because deep down inside, there is a beautiful light. There is a beautiful light that will liberate your mind, that will liberate your free soul, that will take you to a new level in life. But by that light, surrounded by that light, is the darkness of your past, the shame, the regret, the guilt, the worry. Deep down inside, you have to dig deep down inside of yourself. And you're gonna have to look that darkness in its eyes. And not look away from the darkness, but rather look straight in the eyes and say, I no longer need you. I am no longer that darkness. And so that darkness will not thrive. It will not survive. That darkness will die. That darkness will go away. Not because you forced it out, but because you no longer fear the darkness. You let go of the darkness. Freeing up space for the light. And when the light gains power, when the light regains its power, it will overpower any darkness that may try to seep and seek into your mind and body and life. It will stride far greater than any darkness has. But you must free yourself from the dark by going deep into the depths of it and understanding it. By not running your entire life from it, but instead, right now, today, tomorrow, soon, look it in the eyes and say, I no longer fear you. I have a life to live. Nothing is hopeless. Nothing is worthless. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am amazing. And it's time for me to start believing it. No longer do I want to stay in the same routine, stay in the same mindset, the same conditioned mind. I want to unleash the power of my mind. I want to dive deep into the depths of the light, into the depths of inner peace, into the depths of joy and happiness and the state of being, not into the depths of worry and stress and depression and anxiety and shame and guilt, but stay away, not because I'm scared of it, but because I'm free from it, because I no longer need it, because I have one life and I'm going to live it to my fullest ability.
I just knew in my heart to just go all into this endeavor. And so I went, no questions asked. And it wasn't a picnic. The rise up is tough, but it's who you become in the process when you're chasing this unknown, when you eliminate fears. And so my offering is to really analyze what you love to do and to go chase it. Because making money should not be your focus, to do something that you don't really love to make money. What is that? That's all that is a transference of stress. You are taking on stress at this job that you don't like. This is stressful for you, so that you have less stress when it comes to finances. So is that eliminating the stress? No, you're transferring it from finances to eat at a little better place, to live in a little better apartment, to then develop more stress while you're at work. Does that make sense? The money will come when you're really good at something. I can guarantee it. When you really have an effect, because that will create a polarizing reaction in people, that they will be drawn to you. And you cannot be really good at something if you don't love what you're doing. That's the bottom line. Chase this uncertainty where your heart is telling you to go, because it knows that it will discover itself if you choose to go down this ambiguity, if you choose to go unfold this mystery, because you will discover what you're really made of if you choose to go down this abyss.
Listen to me, you better grow up and get to the point as a man that if you ever get beat, you better get beat by somebody that's just purely more talented than you are. You better not ever get beat by somebody because you beat yourself. You have to take advantage of an opportunity of a lifetime in the lifetime of the opportunity. If a lion see an animal that's wounded, what do? They don't kill him. Why don't they kill him? He already hurt. And they beast. A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. Most of y'all think that a lion is who he is because of how ferocious he is when he catch that gazelle, when he catch that zebra. Real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're gonna have to go through something. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he put me in work. Cause he loves the process.
Most people think that the people that are at a very high level in society are cut from a different cloth. They think that they're literally a different breed than them, and that they can't get those things. What you learn is that no one's cut from a different cloth. So you learn what one man can do, another man can do. But see, here's the thing. Although we're not cut from a different cloth, the fact that I mastered consistency is the difference. And most people will never do that. They don't have the ability to be consistent. Your brain just wants to keep you alive. Your brain doesn't give a fuck about your little bullshit dreams. All your brain wants you to do is just pump out one or two kids so the DNA can continue on. That's it. Your brain doesn't give a fuck about your little dreams. It's gonna lie to you, it's gonna trick you until you can get it on your team, right? So it's gonna lie and trick you. You gotta just be consistent. You gotta have that consistent thing. And you gotta cultivate a love for the process. You gotta love the process. And you gotta make a decision to love the process. Learning how to cultivate that motivation to stick at some menial task day in and day out, it's actually fucking harder than you think. Because your brain will trick you. You are your own worst enemy.
I had a lot of fail. I failed for funny things that I failed a key primary school test for 2 times. And I failed three times for the middle school. You know, for 3 years I tried to fail in the universities. So I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected. I went for a police. They said, no, you're not good. I went to even the KFC. When KFC came to China, come to my city, 24 people went for the job. 23 people were accepted. I was the only one guy. And we went for police. 5 people, 4 of them accepted. I was the only guy that I received it. So to me, being turned down, rejected. Oh, by the way, I told you that I applied for Harvard. For 10 times rejected. I know if you reject, I just don't want to say that.
Yeah, sorry now.
One of the things you got to understand, my friend, is that you're supposed to fail. You're supposed to fail because failure is the stepping stone to success. You need the logical reason why. Because failure is an experience that lends to wisdom that ultimately makes you a stronger version of yourself.
Maybe you got a test anxiety. I don't know. But the worst thing you can do is quit. Talk to your professor. I'm not 100% sure, but I know that you cannot quit. Just because you failed doesn't make you a failure.
Another one of these cliches or cliche stories is about Thomas Edison, right? When a reporter asked him, you know, what is it? How did you feel about failing 1,000 times? And he said, no, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I just found 1,000 different ways that it wasn't gonna work. And that's what's happening with you. But every time he found a way that didn't work, he was adding to his journey. He was growing stronger. He learned something, he discovered something. You are discovering something about yourself and you're exercising your character every time you get up and try something, move in the direction of something, even if you don't get the thing. It's not about the thing. It's not about making the basketball team. It's not about making $1 million, and it's not about the light bulb. It's about what you learn along the way, who you become along the way, and you're on the journey. And guess what? The journey's hard. The journey is riddled with failure, and that's why most people don't do it. Most people aren't willing to get on that journey because they're afraid to fail. You, my friend, have failed. Congratulations. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to you because it shows that you're alive, it shows that you did something, and it shows that you're growing stronger. Now go and fail again. Boy, I hope you guys that watch these videos, I hope you go and fail 1,000 times. Keep going in, out there and failing. You know what that means? Every time you fail, it means to me, it tells me that you're doing something.
See, a lot of people, because they don't want to make any mistakes, it takes us to the next level. A lot of people don't want to fail. Fear of failure, fear of success, and guess what else? Fear of the unknown. You know what Winston Churchill said about courage, Pat? He said, courage is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. So you want to courageously hold on to your dream and not lose enthusiasm. A guy in Los Angeles, all over the front page of the newspaper, he just passed the bar after taking it 48 times. He had more than enough reason and excuses not to take it. His son has a law firm. He could have been a legal assistant, a clerk, and people all of a sudden used to laugh at this guy. He was a laughing stock. People will do that too. You know, people talk about John Kennedy Jr. failing the bar. Did you read in the newspaper that he passed? I didn't see that, but did they make a bigger deal about him passing as they did when he failed? No, you know why? People like to see you fail. They like to see that. People are like that. I don't know why it's set up like that. I was on the expressway, traffic was jammed up. You know what was happening? It was an accident, but people pull over to the side to get out of their car to go look. To see somebody else's suffering. That's why talk shows are so popular. So people like to hear other people's misery. Get it caught up in that. Then they go magnify it in their own lives because that's all they focus on. who decided it doesn't matter how many times I fail. I'm going to courageously pursue it. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think. This is something that I want that gives my life meaning and value.
If you constantly remind yourself after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success. Yes. 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success.
Now take bigger actions, epic action. Push yourself beyond previous limitations. Be fearless. The world is your playground, and you only get one shot. Make it count.
Are you going to live this day as if it is your last? Your last shot to make something of yourself. Give your all. Show your heart. Show your drive. Push yourself to the absolute limit. You will succeed.
Set your goals, your craziest ever goals, the greatest dreams you have for your life. If you believe it's possible, you can achieve the impossible. Believe in yourself. You can do it. No limits, no boundaries, no doubts.
Respect is not given, it is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me. My desire wakes me. My purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire.
Sacrifice now. Enjoy later. Push hard now. Relax later. Unleash the beast.
I don't need other opinions. I have my own opinion. I have my own heart. I have my own dream.
Cowards never start. Weak never finish. Strong never quit. Make it happen.
Visit our official website www.motivationalspeech.xyz.